Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout, all episodes available now on Prime Video.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Mom said those have fresh undies. Mom's right, get new fresh underwear. Tommy John, 20% off your first order on Mom's Day. TommyJohn.com, code Herd. Oscar ratings were down 60% this year. Nobody. I watched the Dodgers Padres in Los Angeles. If you could get Dodgers Padres or the Oscars, I'm telling you, Dodgers Padres. I guarantee it took some numbers away last night.
The movies last year.
At all. So I saw one of two of them.
So it's harder, I think, for people to be invested in who was going to win.
The best thing I saw all year was a documentary, The Octopus Teacher.
You love that. It won.
Best thing I saw all year. I saw Nomadland. I saw Chicago 7. Octopus Teacher was the single best. I made my kids. I'm like, you guys have to watch this.
I'm going to watch it.
Incredibly touching.
Everyone that watches it loved it.
You want to know a true story? This is horrible.
Is it what I asked you this morning?
So I'm watching The Octopus Teacher. It's about an octopus.
He's telling me about this morning, and I asked him this.
So we're sitting there watching as a family, and I'm not really that hungry, but my wife's ordering to-go food, and I'm not even paying attention. And I said, just order, so give me a Mediterranean salad, blah, blah, blah. I forget about it. It takes an hour to get there. I open it up. It's got octopus in it. I couldn't eat it. Seriously, I couldn't. I'm watching this octopus fight for its life on the screen, and I literally opened it up, and my salad had octopus. I'm like, I'm out. I didn't throw it away because it was too expensive, but I'm like, I can't eat this.
I asked him this morning. I was like, is it going to make me not want to eat octopus? Because I love octopus, and that's what Colin said. Don't order it the night that you're watching.
I literally opened it up and saw baby octopus, and I'm like, I can't. Ethically, I can't. My wife is just
How do you know it was a baby octopus? It just looked like a baby
octopus? Well, it was just that little octopus.
Oh, yeah. Octopus is delicious, but I'm still going to watch it.
I wasn't even morally split. I just closed the thing. I said, you know what? Wasn't that hungry anyway. I can't eat it. I literally can't eat it.
So funny. It's so ironic that that's like what you ordered on the night you watched that.
Bruce Gradkowski played in the NFL for 11 years. He is now a Pro Football Focus senior analyst. He breaks down all this stuff. The draft is starting Thursday. He watches us, or joins us, I should say. So we go back and forth on all this stuff. I will say the one quarterback, Bruce, that I do think, because I think all these kids are somewhat dependent on who they land with, where they land. When you went to college, if you got a terrible coach and a terrible coordinator, you know, unless you're an Andrew Luck or something, or a Warren Moon or a Dan Marino, you know, the bottom line is most kids can't overcome bad coaching. Zach Wilson worries me. His numbers were great with BYU's weakest schedule in a decade. He's not real big. I hear he has a great arm, but he's going to be asked to play immediately behind a bad offensive line in New York in a very well-coached defensive division. And you tell me what as the Pro Football Focus senior analyst, any concerns about Zach Wilson when you watch him? He's kind of a guy that he's got a little Johnny Manziel. He'll run around and make stuff happen.
Well, I think, Colin, that's a great point about the division he's in. I mean, he's going to get thrust into the action fast. The thing I like about Zach Wilson, when I watch these guys on film, he's very instinctual. He's a natural football player, and he's a natural thrower of the football. And to me, that's where my confidence lies. Look at him, how he navigates that screen pass and finds a window to complete it. So this guy is just a very natural football player, and that's why I have confidence that he will adapt to the game. I don't care where he played and who he played against. I just see on film those natural instincts. And you can play at any level, and you can see natural instincts. And he has it. And he flicks it. It's just natural. His body, his legs, his arm, it all works together. Just a smooth delivery. So, of course, there's some risk with it. But I do like him as a football player, not just a quarterback. He's a guy that I think has a feel for the game. But it'll be fun to watch if he can succeed, because you said it, man. It's going to be a tough division. Good coaching in that division. He's going to play right away in New York. And does he have the weapons around him to succeed? But I like the coaching staff he'd be with the Jets. But like, you know, all these young quarterbacks, there comes risk with these guys.
So Trey Lance, you don't have a lot of film on him. What do you make it? Now, there's a story this morning. The Niners, listen to this. It was a podcast, Adam Schefter. The Niners moved up with the idea to take Mac Jones. But in the last month, evaluating and meeting Trey Lance, the decision has now been made much tougher, and there's a lot of back and forth. But Trey Lance is the guy we have the least film on. From the film you saw, what do you see?
I mean, he's a big guy. He can process things. He gets through progressions great. He plays a lot under center. So he's operating more of an NFL-type offense, and you see his athleticism. I mean, he's more athletic when you watch him on film than you'd expect, so he makes a ton of plays with his legs. I just have some concern about his accuracy. I think he could be better in that sense. The windows will be a lot tighter at the NFL game, but look, Colin, this is the day and age. NFL quarterbacks, they have to have some athleticism, and Trey Lance brings that. The concern, he didn't throw it a lot at school. The tape on him this past season, one game, he tried to press in that game. So high risk, high reward with this guy. But I do think he can process, learn your NFL offense, and execute it. And he has upside with his arm, with his athletic ability. So I think he does make good decisions. And he's a guy that you could take a risk on because, man, high risk, high reward with this one.
So with Mac Jones, when you look at tape, everybody says, oh, he throws an accurate ball. But when you don't have a lot of pressure because you have a great O-line and you're throwing to guys who are wide open because they're top five picks in the NFL draft, I think the evaluation on Mac Jones, it's like, I mean, nobody's throwing to more talented wide receivers. He had Sarks as coordinator, so you've got an NFL coordinator in college. He had great protection. He had Najee Harris, who's a terrific running back, first or second. When I look at Mac Jones, it's going to be a lot easier winning at Alabama than it would be in a lot of these NFL cities. Some concerns that he played with such great college talent, he wasn't pressed very often.
Well, I think it's, you know, same thing you brought up with Trey Lance, right? There's more to the quarterback position than just the X's and O's, just operating the offense. And the reason Trey Lance, you're hearing his name circulate more, how impressive he is, right? Learning the offense, being that guy that, hey, he could lead our dudes in the locker room. Same thing with Mac Jones. And I think there's a lot that we look at the film and we want to talk X's and O's and arm strength and physical ability, but the guy can process it. He's quick twitch. He could get the ball out of his hands fast and accurate. I think that screen game the Niners operate, he could fit in perfectly with them. He doesn't bring a lot of upside as far as extending plays and making plays with his legs. And that's the concern right there. I mean, his ceiling is his ceiling, but there's more to playing this position than just the physical abilities. And I think with Mac Jones and Trey Lance, you see that where, man, These guys can elevate the guys around them, and that's what I want in a quarterback. And that's what we saw Tom Brady do when he went to Tampa Bay. So I think that's what's interesting about Mac Jones. Super accurate this past season. You said it, Colin. He has all kinds of weapons. That offense, offensive coordinator, they set him up for success. But I do like how he transitioned and will transition to the NFL. Love his quarterback coach, David Morris. They do a really good job with quick twitch type mechanics within the pocket. So I think Mac Jones is athletic enough within the pocket to navigate it and make plays, get through reads, progressions. But I think he's a high risk taking him that high. But, I mean, look, if I'm any of these quarterbacks, Colin, I'm praying my name gets called at number three with the Niners because of what Kyle Shanahan can do and how he can set the quarterback up for success.
When you go back to Tua's film last year, which you looked at, and like a Justin Fields or a Trey Lance, I mean, Tua's not doesn't have a big arm. He's smaller than all of them. He's not super mobile. Like if Tua was in this draft and you were looking at all these guys' tapes, where would Tua be?
You know, it's tough because you said it. Tua doesn't have the biggest arm, but there was some instinctual plays I would see from Tua on film that I liked, that I felt like he was a football player. He can react and make plays. I think he needs another year. I would like to see him have a year where there's not another guy around him, see how much he can progress and make that adjustment in his second year in the NFL. But I don't know if he'd be atop any of these guys right now because physically – these guys coming back, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, the abilities they have, Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, of course, physically, they seem to be better. But I'll tell you what, Tua is very instinctual. He made some great plays in college. I want to see that more at the NFL. I want to see him adjust to the speed of the game, and that'll be the biggest adjustment. Look, if I'm Miami, and I know I played the quarterback position, but I would draft another guy. Honestly, I would. I'd love to see Tua, like I said, have a year with no one else around him, no quarterback in that room vying for his position to see how much he can grow. And the Dolphins have draft capital for the years to come to kind of now figure out your quarterback if it's not Tua. But to me, if you don't know for sure he's your guy, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking another one and letting them fight it out, man, and see where you go. Because we look around the league and that's the biggest need. That's the biggest think teams need to take the next step is that quarterback position. So if you're not sure, draft one again.
Pro Football Focus senior analyst Bruce Gradkowski, we're on the move. Bruce, good seeing you again.
Hey, great seeing you, brother. You always look good.
You know, I think I've said it. The Tua thing is, listen, there's so many good teams. I mean, think about the Kansas City Chiefs. This is what Tua has to get through to get, like, win playoff games. The Kansas City Chiefs, in the last month and a half, look what they've done to their offensive line. Orlando Brown, Pro Bowl left tackle. Joe Tooney, Pro Bowl guard. Austin Blythe, center. Kyle Long. By the way, did you notice where all these offensive linemen come from? New England, Rams, Patriots. And then Kyle Long. Oh, winning culture, smart guys. I mean, when you're going up against, forget Mahomes and all their weapons. The good teams in this league, like Kansas City is going to have five new position starters on the offensive line. And they went out and got one of the best left tackles, one of the best centers, one of the best left tackles, left guards, and Kyle Long, and moved Mike Remmers over to the right side. Like the wall, the fortress of, I mean, Kansas City has been back-to-back Super Bowls. So, I mean, if I'm Miami, I'm sitting there thinking, I could like Tua. You have got to be so special. The Dolphins beat one playoff team last year. One at home off a bye. So, you know, again, when I look at these quarterbacks, like to me, I would take Trey Lance over Mac Jones because my takeaway is if I got to go up in the NFC and I'm San Francisco, I got to go up against Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. That's what I have to get through? Just those guys? Matt Stafford now's got the Rams. That's what I got to go through. And you've given me Mac Jones, who I think has a, you know, has a fairly well-documented low ceiling. To me, if I don't have to play a guy for a year, and by the way, Shanahan is going to make anybody better, right? He's going to make Mac Jones or Trey Lance better. But wouldn't it be better if your quarterback didn't have a low ceiling? Like, to me, it's just, if you don't have to play either of them, and if you don't want to play Garoppolo, because what San Francisco could be thinking is, we don't want to play Garoppolo much because if he gets hurt, and he always does, he has no trade value. So San Francisco could be thinking, we'll give him September, and we'll make a move before the trading deadline fast. And they may be thinking, Trey's great, but we don't want to wait a year. I mean, in that San Francisco building, remember this, they may just want to get rid of Garoppolo now and max the advantage now because he can play now because he played in a pro system with a pro coach in college and a pro coordinator in college. That's the argument, is that if you really are done with Garoppolo, you're just done with him, and you don't want to play him because he's been hurt three of the last 4 years in September, and you're like, we're going to get nothing from him if he gets hurt. I mean, if he gets hurt, he has no value. I mean, literally, he's a backup in the league. You can't bring Jimmy Garoppolo in if he gets hurt. So the Niners could be doing the Mac Jones thing, thinking, listen, we just want a guy that's upright for 3 years. We'll go come back and revisit quarterback, but we can't. I think that's part of the Mac Jones allure is he can play now, and we're over Garoppolo.
We have to focus on your division first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game, bro.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
The Dodgers-Padres rivalry has been heating up this season, and on Saturday night, Fernando Tatis Jr. hit two home runs off of Trevor Bauer and copied some of Bauer's signature celebrations as he rounded the bases.
I love this.
But Bauer had no problem with Tatis celebrating his success.
And I like it. I think that pitchers who have that done to them and react by throwing at people, I think it's pretty soft. If you give up a homer, a guy should celebrate it. You know, it's hard to hit in the big leagues. So I'm all for it. And I think it's important that, you know, the game moves in that direction. We can have fun and we can celebrate it while we're still competing at the highest level.
Thank you. Only been saying this my entire life.
It's, you know, it's interesting. I grew up with Mickey Rivers and Pete Rose and Mark Fitterich and Al Roboski.
All very low-key personalities.
They were all nuts. One guy talked to the baseball, and something happened during the steroid era where pitchers felt they were being showed up because all the hitters were on juice, and the pitchers were like, okay, you can hit 800-yard home runs off us, but I don't want you bat flipping because you're cheating, and we know you're cheating. And I think there was a point where pitchers were like, because a lot of pitchers didn't want to take roids because I thought it would screw their arm up. And so I think pitchers said about 15 years ago, because that's when it really got ridiculous. You couldn't even look at your home run. And I've heard this by baseball writers and baseball people say, listen, 15 years ago, pitchers were like, okay, you're all taking juice and cattle steroids and hitting bombs and we can't get you out. Okay, fine, because we're all getting rich here. But don't show us up.
It was a bit of an overcorrection, which yes. happens in life. You know, we go swing to a whole other side, and then eventually it comes back to the middle, which is hopefully where we are arriving now. We've been dealing with this for the past couple of years. It becomes a big, huge thing. Last year, Tatis caused some controversy because he hit a grand slam on a 3-0 pitch with a 7-run lead against the Rangers, and that was a big deal. But it's supposed to be fun. Sports is supposed to be fun. As Trevor just said, it's very hard to hit a home run in the big leagues. It's supposed to be the hardest thing to do in sports. Can you celebrate a little bit? Can we have a little fun? Like, can we enjoy the sport that we're playing? Can the fans celebrate? The fans are jumping up and down. Why wouldn't the players be able to do it?
And also, the sport's very international now.
Yes.
And other baseball cultures.
Don't be scared to sprinkle a little culture in your sport.
If you watch the World Baseball Classic.
It's the best time I've ever had at a baseball game in my life.
And by the way, those are different cultures.
Yes.
So a Cuban player may be much more celebratory. A Dominican player.
But the fans, like the World Baseball Classic.
But those are bat flipping and that stuff.
Yes. Oh, and it's loud. It was the best baseball environment I've ever been in. It was at Marlins Park in Miami, World Baseball Classic. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this is, why aren't all baseball games like this? Everyone's sitting around with their headphones in. Like, can we just enjoy the sport? I'm glad that he said that. Yeah. It's exactly where it should be. If you don't like to celebrate, don't celebrate. If you like to celebrate, celebrate. It's just like any other sport. Be what your personality is,
yes.
and let guys do that, and yep. fans like it. And we're in a social media era. You want to see more exciting, engaging stuff. Is this going to bring more fans in? So you were just discussing what the 49ers are going to do. They're obviously taking quarterback with the third pick, but there's a lot of questions that are left for what happens with Jimmy Garoppolo when they do that. So according to Peter King, San Francisco could make Jimmy G even more available than he has been after they draft their next quarterback. They've been pushing to get a first round pick for him, but now they could be considering taking a second round pick instead just to move him.
Okay, so this again is if you trade Jimmy before the draft,
yes,
then it helps validate Mac Jones as a pick because you can say, listen, we liked all these guys, but we didn't think any of them were ready to play and we're in the best division. So this is interesting. Like, this is what we talked about.
Yes.
I think leaking the Trey Lance story is saying, you know, it's buying a little insurance if Mac Jones doesn't work. Hey, we liked everybody, but if you trade Garoppolo, then it becomes much easier to argue your case
for
with
Mac
your,
Jones.
Saying, listen, we didn't think he was as talented as Trey Lance, but Trey was and by the way, don't you think it's interesting? The player that has been leaked. Remember, nothing gets out unless teams want it out, Joy. So why would the Trey Lance leak get out? Because he's the least capable, they say, of starting now. So if you took Mac Jones over Justin Fields, people would say, well, they were both capable of starting. Why not take the guy with a higher ceiling? But if you say, listen, our scouts like two guys, the guy ready to start and the guy with a great ceiling but not ready, then again, it validates of all the guys that could have been leaked.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense if you look at it that way. What doesn't make sense is Mac Jones and Trey Lance have the same amount of starts in college football. Okay. So now, obviously, I'm aware Mac Jones played for Alabama.
Yeah.
So we've seen him more, and Trey Lance didn't play last year. So Mac Jones has played more frequently the game of football than Trey Lance, but they have the exact same amount of starts on tape to evaluate. Now, I don't really buy into you have to go to a big school and have the best coaching in college to develop into a star quarterback in the league. And the reason I don't is go look who the star quarterbacks are in the league. Yeah. They didn't all go to Alabama and LSU and Georgia.
Did.
Like yes, exactly. So I don't know how that came to be. It's just if you prefer that he played last year or didn't play last year. And obviously we like the system that was in place with Alabama and Mac Jones. But as far as the experience, they have the exact same amount of experience. So Rob Gronkowski, I saw you posted this weekend. Sorry. Rob Gronkowski has added another record to his list of accomplishments. So he went back to the University of Arizona to be one of the honorary coaches for the team's spring game. But he also set a Guinness World Record while he was there. He successfully caught a football that was dropped 600 feet from a helicopter. The previous record was 563 feet. It's a really fun video. It's all over their social media.
Now, I have a question, and somebody may know this. Please go to my Twitter account and inform me. The sense is if you drop a football from 600 feet, it will go faster. But I am not a scientist. Let's put our heads together, everybody in the control room.
Okay.
Because I remember reading somebody said one time, if you dropped a penny off the New York Empire State Building, it would be going so fast. And I remember reading somebody saying, no, it'll pick up the speed it's going to go by 20 feet. It'll never go faster than
that. Yeah, it's not going to like continue to go faster faster as it falls.
So a football, because of its shape and the way it would turn in the wind, it's really the difference between dropping it 70 feet and 600 is not the speed of the ball.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to come in flying like a bolt from Zeus.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's still 600 feet.
I'm going to guess, some scientists watching our show, that the football you drop from a plane will get to its top speed within 30 feet. The hard part, of course, Joy, is at 600 feet, it starts as an ant.
Right.
And you're trying to
And there's winds. So that's why he's like tracking it. It's still very impressive to do. And it took him three times.
But there's people out there saying it's going 1,000 miles an hour. It didn't rip Gronk's arms off. That if you drop a penny from a building, the penny gets the top speed in 20 feet and just stays that same speed.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to rip his arms off because someone did it from 563 feet.
Oh, they did.
So, he beat that record at 600 feet.
Could somebody Google that on the staff? I do believe.
I don't know if the answer is necessarily on the internet, but if someone who is smart enough to understand what we are explaining, which is probably maybe one person watching us right now, let us know.
I'm just hearing all this. Oh, the speed of it. No, the hard part at 600 is just, it's like a fly ball.
Yeah.
The hard part is judging where you have to stand.
Yeah, where you have to be, and you got to catch it. But very, very fun thing. I am going to be, I'm an Arizona football fan now. My nephew's going there.
Are you
going
to go to a game?
Yeah, of course. They were there this weekend for the spring game.
You're going to go to games?
Yes.
Do you know Jed?
Well, I don't know him personally.
Oh, he's the best.
My nephew was his first recruit. Isaiah was his first recruit. So he's going to be playing there as a freshman this year.
Oh, my God.
So I can't wait.
I'll get you good tickets.
Tickets?
Well, you'll get good tickets, too.
tickets. Listen, I never turned down tickets. You owe me tickets to LAFC. You promised that.
Oh, I did.
Yes.
All right, I'll get on that, too.
Yeah.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Trent Dilfer had a really good bite. We asked him about the guys earlier. He had a couple of really interesting bites I want to bring back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game. That's my game, bro.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Story today, Falcons getting a lot of calls to trade Julio Jones. They could probably get a second-round pick for Julio. 32 expensive, but still really, really good. Little injury issue in the last couple of years. And the story Joy just had is the Niners would take a second-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. And again, it would validate taking Mac Jones, who's the most NFL-ready. Because I think the Niners have received a lot of pushback. I don't go to Reddit, but I was bouncing around something this weekend. What was it? A site. May have been a Niners site. And man, I wasn't commenting, but I've done this before. I'll go to a message board to see.
Yeah, like you were in like the message boards.
Yeah, and it was the Niner fans are not happy with Mac Jones.
Oh, no. They don't love this at all.
So now the Niners may be posturing. They release it's down to Trey Lance and Mac Jones. Don't think, by the way, don't think for a second these teams don't read that crap. They do. So they were all Mac Jones a week ago. Now, as we get closer to the draft, Niner fans are ripping Lynch and Kyle. Kyle doesn't have a winning record. Suddenly, out of the blue, Trey Lance or Mac Jones could go either way. So if they take Mac, they can say, listen, we thought he was ready to win now. And if they trade Garoppolo, then it validates it even more, which is, we love Trey. Which, by the way, it's a smart career move. We love Trey, but he was not ready to play in the NFC West yet. Which, by the way, probably not. Because he's played the same number of games as Mac Jones, but he hasn't played his as frequently or with an NFL head coach and NFL coordinator.
Right.
So, don't kid yourself. Teams float stuff all the time. When I was in Connecticut, the Mets and the Jets, the crappy franchises, are always throwing rumors out there. WFAN radio would talk about it, and executives would hear, what are our fans going to do with this? You'd think it would never happen. It happens all the time.
Of course. I mean, you have to. Your fans matter very much. They're the ones that are buying tickets. They're the ones that are buying merchandise.
Don't you think? Just seriously. So when I went to the Niners, I think it was a Niners board, the vitriol at Lynch and Mac Jones was intense.
Yeah, none of the Niners fans I know are excited about it.
So today, suddenly the Trey Lance balloon.
Well, think about it. Like, Jets fans are so excited about Zach Wilson.
So that you don't have to leak anything.
Right. And that's why we've heard nothing. Like, it's been ghost town from the Jets because Jets fans like that pick, and that's who they want to go with, and that's
Jags,
it.
And the Jags love that
pick. Yeah, Jags, they're
no rumors.
Buying them wedding gifts.
But why is Atlanta now every other day a rumor? They're going to take a quarterback. They're going to take Kyle Pitts. It's all leaking because Atlanta wants it leaked. They want to see what their fans think.
And, as you know, San Francisco is not a place that has rumors. It's not how they do business.
And now they're suddenly the gossipy small town person.
That's not
everything's
do.
Leaking.
Yep.
Never leaked ever. Now everything leaks from San Francisco because they want it out. It's that simple. They want this stuff out because they're getting heat for Mac Jones. Hot water that never runs out. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com. Tanklessmadesimple.com. That's such a good point. Never leaked anything. They can't keep anything secret. Tanklessmadesimple.com, Navian. We'll see you tomorrow. Probably 9 trades by the time I get back on the air tomorrow.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot.
Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.